Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Genesis Land Development Corporation's second quarter results conference call. At this time, all lines are in listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for a question. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I'd like to remind everyone that this call is being recorded on August 8, 2014. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Bruce Rudichuk. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Elizabeth, and thanks everyone for joining us today. With me are members of our management team, including Mr. Mark Scott, EVP and CFO, Mr. Rauf Mohammed, our corporate controller, and Mr. Virat Reddy, our manager of financial reporting. Before we start, I'd like to remind listeners that certain statements made in this call are considered forward-looking in nature, as outlined by securities regulations. Actual results may differ from expected future results due to various risk factors associated with our business. Accordingly, the forward-looking caveat contained in our August 7th news release is applicable to discussions and comments made during this call. I would refer you to the cautions appearing in our news release and in our annual and interim reports. Yesterday, we were very pleased to release our results for the second quarter of 2014. We have built on our first quarter accomplishments and continue to demonstrate our focus in delivering superb performance based on our strategic plan. In the first quarter, we met a number of our 2014 targets, including achieving a more conservative capital structure, reducing both the amount and cost of our debt, and completing a major non-core asset sale. During the second quarter, we continued to deliver on our objectives by 1, further growing our home building business, 2, simplifying and streamlining the organization, and 3, creating liquidity for shareholders. The key point I want to make is that in a relatively short period of time, we have managed a dramatic turnaround for Genesis, which is becoming evident in our results. We are now in a very strong position to take better advantage of the current economic environment and act on potential opportunities for future growth. Turning to our numbers, we had an exceptionally strong quarter with an increase in consolidated revenue of 55% to $34.765 million, an increase in gross margin of 172% to $14.465 million, an increase in gross margin before recovery and write-down of 60% to $10.1 million, and an increase in net earnings of 326% to $7.231 million. These increases were driven by the strength in both our business segments, combined with the strong real estate market in the Calgary metropolitan area. We achieved higher volumes of homes sold, an increase in residential lots sold, and increased average revenue per home sold, both in the second quarter and over the first half of the year. For the first half of 2014, we recognized the sale of 92 homes versus 82 in 2013. During the same period, new home orders increased by 193% to 158 homes versus only 54 in 2013. While new homes with firm sales contracts increased by 112% to 180 compared to 85 as at June 30, 2013. As we typically recognize higher home building revenues in the summer and fall months when home building activity is at its peak, we expect that a strong third quarter will further add to these numbers. We do expect to fall slightly short of our 2014 target of 230 home units sold, but anticipate that we'll meet or surpass our dollar margin expectations as a result of higher revenue and margin percentages for each of the homes sold. In addition, we're well on our way to meeting our land development business segment target of 277 lots for 2014. During the first half of the year, residential lot sales increased to 199 versus 106 for the same period in 2013. I do want to note that of the 199 lots sold to date, 52 were sold to our home building business segment and have yet to close with a third-party home buyer. As I stated in our first quarter conference call, with respect to our home building business segment, we expected improvements in both gross and net margins as our sales volume increased. We also expected that the combination of this volume growth, economies of scale, and efficient use of our platform would bring the segment into profitability. This was realized in the second quarter, and we expect to remain profitable in our home building business segment throughout 2014. Also in the quarter, we continued simplifying and streamlining the organization to better manage our cost structure and improve efficiency. Other expenses increased during the second quarter in our home building business segment due to higher G&A costs and administrative and selling expenses. But the increase in these expenses was at a much slower pace than home building revenues or gross margin. Our operating efficiencies are improving, and we expect this trend to continue as our volumes grow. Better operating efficiencies are also being realized in our land development business segment. Other expenses remained constant for the second quarter compared to the second quarter of 2013, despite realizing 159% growth in residential lot sales revenues. For the first time in our history, we returned some capital to shareholders through a special dividend of 12 cents per share in June 2014. One of the goals of the special dividend was to create some liquidity for our shareholders. We will continue to evaluate and balance options in providing liquidity to our shareholders in the future. The company's turnaround is being demonstrated in many ways. Our results and accomplishments over the past 6 months, the revitalization of our people, board, and management, and most importantly, the overall value of Genesis, which was reappraised as at June 30, 2014. We experienced a 19.5% increase in net asset value in the first 6 months of the year, after the payment of the 12-cent special dividend, and our NAV went to $8.58 per share as compared to $7.18 at year-end 2013. We believe that this is only the beginning of an increasing NAV for Genesis. Along with the impact of our hard work, the Calgary metropolitan area housing market continues strong and is changing rapidly. Available land is increasingly being constrained as developers try to respond to the policy framework designed to manage growth in the city of Calgary. We believe that the constraint in land supply generally contributes to price increases. We see this situation not only continuing, but perhaps escalating. Fortunately, we have an excellent supply of land and lots for our operations over the next several years. We're proud of our accomplishments and where we are today as a company, and we're focused on executing strategies that will build an even brighter future for our stakeholders. The current market, combined with our strengths, which are an engaged board, focused management, dedicated high-performing team, solid land position, strong balance sheet and cash flow generation, is resulting in the successful delivery of our strategic plan and adding value for the company and its shareholders. Our current position provides us with ample opportunity and ability to support additional growth. In closing, I want to thank you for your attention and look forward to reporting our progress after the third quarter. At this time, I'd like to open the call to the investment community, and our team will be pleased to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Should you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch-tone phone. You will hear a three-tone prompt acknowledging your request, and your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Should you wish to decline from the polling process, please press the star followed by the two. If you are using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before pressing any keys. One moment, please, for your first question. Mr. Rudacek, there are no questions at this time. Oh,
great.
One moment,
like
please. One moment, please.
Sure.
Your first question comes from William Myers with Miller Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good morning, William.
Morning. Hi. Congratulations on the quarter. Very good. Just a couple of questions. Your cash, I think, is now around $10 million. Is that a level you're comfortable with? Will you be rebuilding it from cash flow, or just a little bit about how you feel about that?
I'll let Mark Scott speak to that.
It is a level we're comfortable with, but as you can imagine, with the company performing as it is, we'd expect cash to continue to increase, which is one of the reasons we'll be considering our options going forward.
Okay. And my only other question is, you said you had an excellent supply of lots for the next several years. Does that imply that you have no intention of buying further land to develop in the near future?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Well, that's all
for me. Our view right now is that we're a growing business, and the business will require funding for acquisitions. However, it's unclear whether an acquisition is made in the near term or in the longer term. We review parcels that are made available to us from time to time and evaluate each of those opportunities as and when they come.
And William, that's answers connected to how much cash we have. We'll have a whole range of options of using the cash for growth, for return of capital. We really can't pay down much debt because we're pretty low on debt now, but we do have quite a number of options in front of us.
Okay, and I think you said your credit availability is good?
Yes.
Yes.
Should you need it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, should you have a question, please press the star followed by the one. Mr. Rudacek, there are no questions at this time. Please proceed.
I'd like to thank everybody for attending today's call, and we look forward to providing an update when we release our third quarter results. Thanks and good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. We thank you for participating and ask that you please disconnect your lines.